The Alaska legislative session started today in Juneau. The Senate gaveled in at 11 a.m. and House Speaker Republican Mike Chenault started things off for the House at 1 p.m.
Let's do it that way. House, please come to order. Would members please indicate their presence by voting?
Lawmakers have a lot of work ahead of them as they address the state's massive budget deficit. We're talking with legislative leaders this week about what they want to accomplish this session. Chenault says he's focused on trimming the budget, but doesn't have a target number for cuts.
I don't have an exact number, but we're in a position that we've never been in before where our revenue stream dropped 88% over a period of a year and a half, and so I think it's going to call for drastic measures, not only within the budget itself, but also looking at those revenue streams and deciding which may move Alaska ahead without some of the conflicts that may arise.
The governor and his team really feel that we need to solve this budget problem this year before the state's savings accounts are depleted. Do you look at the problem the same way, or do you think we have more time to figure this out?
You know, I think that it's important that we address the issue. Whether we do that all in one step this year or whether we do that over a couple of years remains to be seen, but I think it is an issue that we do need to address.
Are there any income taxes or other taxes that you would consider supporting?
You know, I think a lot depends on what that would be. I would be more apt to probably support a sales tax versus an income tax. But, I'm open to looking at each of the taxes that the governor's proposed and determining is that best for the state of Alaska or not, or best for the constituents in my district.
Do you think lawmakers will end up tapping the permanent fund earnings this session?
50-50 right now would be my guess.
And if so, how will you sell that to your constituents? What are you hearing from them?
Well, what I hear from my constituents is that they would like to see a smaller government to begin with. Then they would be open to looking at use of the permanent funds or an income tax or any of the other revenue-generating proposals, but first they would like to see a smaller, more leaner, responsible government.
And do you have ideas about where those cuts should come from?
You know, I think we're going to have to look at actual programs. I think that, there's nothing out there that should be sacred, whether that's education or Medicaid or any other program out there. I can tell you back during the Knowles administration, we actually went in and took out PCN numbers of employees just to get rid of certain, we ended up with having no deputy commissioners. We didn't have public relations people in every one of the departments. There were a number of things that we did to try to trim that budget down. I don't agree with across-the-board cuts because you end up keeping programs running that may not be as efficient as they could be, and you end up getting rid of the greater operators instead of a middle management person sitting in an office someplace around the state.
Are you concerned about cuts going so deep within state government that it might cause kind of the unintended consequence of harming the economy even more since state government drives so much of the economy here?
Well, I think that we have to be concerned about that. Nobody wants to go back to the 80s when oil prices were at $8 a barrel and people were walking out of their house and throwing the keys on the desk at the banker and saying, we can't make the payments. Nobody wants to see that, but also we have to be concerned that if we spend all of our reserves, then that lowers the opportunities and the that we have to get out of this thing unscathed. And I think that we need to be very careful of what we do and how we reduce the budget in order to get to that $3.9 billion deficit number.
House Speaker Mike Chenault is a Republican from Nikiski. Tune in tomorrow for a conversation with House Minority Leader Chris Tuck.